My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I know somebody who will be there for it. She joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. She covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com, Mary Kay Cabot. Hi, Mary Kay.
Hey, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
We're doing well. We kind of like the idea of a Cowboys-Browns matchup. If it's not a divisional opponent, the Cowboys are about as high profile as you can get. So I kind of like that.
You know, you're right about that. It's America's team versus the team that all of America also seems to love, because everywhere we go, there are Browns fans throughout this whole entire country and even really the world. So it's two very, very high-profile, very popular football teams, and two good teams with a lot to prove this season.
All right, Mary Kay, left tackle. I know you've been calling it for weeks. Who will start on Sunday?
You know, right now I'm going to say Jack. I really do think it's probably going to be Jack Conklin at this point. We don't know that for sure. They're going to try to keep the Cowboys guessing as long as possible. But without Jed having gotten out there on Monday, the first day of practice this week, it really seems like it's trending towards someone else, and that someone else could be Jack. Now, for Jack to be able to get on the field less than a year or about a year after really blowing out that whole entire left knee is remarkable, but it seems like it's headed that way.
If it's not Jack Conklin, who is it?
I guess at that point it would be James Hudson. That's what it seems like. So I think they just kind of have to see how Jack gets through the practice week, how the knee feels. But so far, everything's been trending towards Conklin starting this game. So I'm going to say I feel pretty confident going with Jack at this point, but they're not ready to say that yet themselves.
If it happens to be Jack and DeJuan Jones goes over to right tackle, Mary Kay, what happens when maybe I would assume DeJuan would play well like he did last year. What happens when Jed Wills comes back, Jack's at left tackle and everything else? I don't want to look too far down the road, but I think that's a huge decision.
Well, if those two guys are playing well at left tackle and right tackle in the interim, then I think that they would keep it like that, at least, you know, for a while. So we'll have to see how that goes. I mean, it looked to me like DeJuan needed some time to come back from his torn MCL before he actually really felt like himself again. So maybe it'll take Jed a little while after he gets back onto the field to actually feel confident playing. So, I don't know. I think it's a good problem for them to have. They'll figure it out, and I think all of these guys will get their playing time.
Okay, third time's a charm. Your thoughts on and feelings on Deshaun Watson going into this season compared to the other times?
Well, I think Deshaun is going to look a lot better than the things that came out of training camp, because I very rarely ever saw him throwing to all three of his guys, all three of his receivers, in Amari, Elijah, and Jerry Jeudy. And then throw David Njoku into the mix, and it's kind of pick your poison in my mind. So I think he's going to look a lot better than what we saw out there during camp. He's going to have plenty of options. He'll be able to play faster. It might be a little bit of a work in progress because it is a new offense. They do have some things that they have to work through in terms of decision-making on choice routes and whatnot, and just playing fast in the new system. But I think he's going to look a lot better than the reports that everyone seems to hear and see out of camp.
How do you see running back carries divided?
Well, I think Jerome will carry the load, and he'll be the Nick Chubb replacement. And then Pierre Strong will spell him at times on maybe like first and second down or whatever. And then Dante Foreman will play more the third down back role, the Kareem Hunt role, short yardage, goal line, those kinds of things. But all of these guys are sort of interchangeable and can catch the ball out of the backfield and do anything that they need to do, pick up the blitz, block, all those sorts of things. So, you know, you can really throw any of those guys in on any down, and they can get the job done. But I think it'll work out something like that.
Fill in the blank. The defense is better, the same. I'm not going to say worse, just better or the same as last year.
I'm going to say better because they're getting guys back from injuries. So you're getting guys like Grant Delpit back. You're getting Obo Okoronkwo back. You're getting a number of guys back, and I think they'll be stronger by virtue of that. And then they added Quentin Jefferson, and then also they have, you know, it's the second year in this system, and they'll be able to build on the things that they did last year. And I really think that everyone will elevate their game in their second year in the new system. JOK will look better. He'll now know it. I think Z is going to be a little bit more dominant than he was able to be in the early going when he was trying to figure out what his role was. So I think that they will be even better, even though they've got all these amazing quarterbacks that they have to face. I think they're up to the task.
Mary Kay, we haven't heard much about Jordan Hicks, and he has a background with Jim Schwartz. You know, obviously the middle linebacker spot has been one where the Browns have just found a competent guy to go play that position, and he's done a competent job for a number of years now. Do you expect him to be more than that, less than that? How does he fit?
Oh, I think he's going to be a really good starting middle linebacker for them. You haven't heard much about him because he was injured all throughout training camp, so he really wasn't able to do very much of anything or make his mark. But I think he's going to be really good at the job. He's really solid. He's a longtime veteran, and, you know, he can call the signals and wear the green dot and all those sorts of things. So I think he will hold down that position very well.
All right, Denzel Ward, obviously back for the protocol. You guys had a chance to talk to him. Your thoughts on him, his health, his future?
Well, he looked really, really good in camp before he suffered his fifth concussion. He's done a lot of research on this. He feels very confident going back out there. He does not worry about this sort of thing. He's done his research. He went to Pittsburgh to meet with concussion specialists. And his mom was with him. His brother was with him. They all feel good about where he's at right now. And I think you're going to see a great season from Denzel Ward.
He's finally getting the recognition I think he deserves, Mary Kay, as one of the top corners in the league. And that's been a long time coming, I think.
Yes, absolutely, 100%. And I think that this year he really will get the recognition that he deserves. And what a better way to do it. To start out well against the Cowboys and their prolific offense and CeeDee Lamb. So I know he's really looking forward to that. I know they all are. But I really see some great things in Denzel this season.
Mary Kay, do you think being inside the Cleveland bubble that we might be overrating the Browns? Like, I feel like they're going to have a good season. Like, I feel like 10, 11 wins are absolutely conceivable, especially knowing the defense. But every time I turn around, and I shouldn't do this, but every time I look at the TV screen, I see people predicting who they think are going to make the playoffs. It's more times than not the Browns aren't on that list.
Well, I'll tell you, that seems to be sort of the in vogue thing to do, is to pick the Browns not to return to the playoffs this year. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that nationally, people just are not bought into Deshaun Watson. And here's the thing. I think people forget that he was injured last year. People just seem to go by, you know, what they sort of have seen or heard without factoring in that he was not healthy throughout all of last year. He started out in week three with a strained rotator cuff, and maybe even more than that, because when I asked him if there's a chance he could have suffered some of that fracture or whatever in that third game, he said it's possible. So we don't really know for sure, and we may never know for sure, But what we do know is that he was not healthy from week three on. And nobody likes to factor that in. Everybody just wants to look at how they believe that he played in some of these games. And I think that that's just a huge part of it. And if he's healthy, then they should be able to go out there and win 10 or 11 games.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us, plaindealercleveland.com. Mary Kay, do you expect the offense to look significantly different with Ken Dorsey as offensive coordinator, or is it going to look similar because Kevin Stefanski is still calling the plays?
I think it will look very different. It's a different vibe. It's a different energy on offense, a different philosophy this year with more three wides, some four wides, spread offense, different just types of plays and formations. And I think there will be more pre-snap motion. So I do think it's going to look a lot different, even though Kevin is calling the plays. But it's been a collaboration. It's all of their offense. And I do believe that. I think that a lot of them had different input. They brought up some things from the college game with Tommy Rees and all the new offensive guys. So I think it's going to look a lot different. And, you know, hopefully for them, they will be ready to make it look like a well-oiled machine early on.
All right, Mary Kay, we were talking about this before you came on. The fact that it's Dallas, I mean, this is primetime Sunday. It really is. I mean, I know it's a, you know, after 4 o'clock kick. And, you know, the majority of the country is going to be able to, or the good portion of the country is going to be able to see our game. In all your years of covering this team, do you feel like players get up for more of a game like this than they would a 1 o'clock start?
I do. I think when guys know that it's a nationally televised game and they can put themselves on the map a little bit, I think that adds to the excitement and the drama of the game. It's not a night game, not necessarily a prime time game, but there will be most of the eyes of the country on this game, and I do think that ratchets up the intensity.
Great to have you with us. Thank you, miss.
Thank you, Mary Kay.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot, plaindealercleveland.com. All week long, you want to get ready for the game? Mary Kay will have it for you, plaindealercleveland.com. There's another reason that people will be watching this game like absolute crazy. We're going to talk about that when we continue, coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.